Wednesday, Chovtes Elul, Rosh Hashanah, Rabbi Shlomo Fachri, the King and I, special matters of Dave Barry and the birth of his granddaughter.
My son walked into my room this morning, and he woke me up with these words, literally and figuratively. He said, "Abba, when is Rosh Chodesh Elul?" I said, "It was." He says, "It was already?" I said, "Yeah, a long time ago." He goes, "Ah, I didn't realize." And he woke me up with both of those words. We find ourselves today on Erev Rosh Hashanah, about to go into the most important day of the year. The year where every single part of our coming year is going to be decided, Ein Latav, Ein Lamutav. And we know, the Gemara tells us, that there are ways in which we are supposed to approach the most important of these days in a way which will ultimately result in a beneficial ksiv v'chasim v'toyva, in the books of life, in the books of Parnas, in the books of Mizaynus, etc., etc. And what is the what's the procedure in order to be able to do this? The Gemara says, "Imru lefonai malchios." Say in front of me, malchios, the psukim that illustrate that I am the melech. Kidei shetam lichuni aleichem, in order that I should be the king over you. Imru lefonai zechronos. Say in front of me, zechronos. In order that I should remember who you are, Latoiva, on this day. And finally, the Gemara says, Ubameh, and how do I do that? B'shofar. With the process of the blowing of the shofar, it's interesting as well that the line of Ubameh, B'shofar differs from the first two. We have Malchus, Zechronos, and Shofar in Shemoneh Esrei. All of those are effectively an Amira. And suddenly you get to Bameh Bashoifer, it doesn't say Imru Lefronai Shoifers. It says Ubameh Bashoifer. It seems that the Gemara is referring to the process of Shoifer. We'll come back to that in just a little bit. But I think there's two Chedushim that I saw this year for the first time that opened up my eyes in the writings of Rav Huttner and Pachad Yitzchok that I felt a worthwhile to share, both here and to the people that are watching or listening outside of this room, in order to get into the concept of what it means to be Mamlech Hashem, because in that lies the key for us to be able to have this Ksiv Chasim HaTorah that we so desperately need. So I'm going to go, if we can, a little bit back into the process of how we got to this place where everything about the day is totally in this, and hopefully in the process of learning how we got there, we'll be able to see a better and sharper definition of what it is that we're supposed to do so that we can do it right. When the Gemara is bringing this limud, the idea of how we know we're supposed to do malchios on this day, the Gemara brings the opinion of Revi, where Revi quotes the pasuk, where the pasuk says, "Ani Hashem Elokeichem," ends the pasuk, and the next pasuk says, "Bachodesh Hashvi," in the seventh month. Since there's a smichus haparshis, since the words "Ani Hashem Elokeichem" are close to the words "Bachodesh Hashvi," which is talking in the pasuk of the description of the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, the smichus of these two things, says the Lashon HaBraisa, zu malchus. This is malchus. The fact that on Chodesh Hashvi I could say "Ani Hashem Elokeichem," zu malchus. That's malchus. That's the idea of Bachodesh Hashvi. Rav Huttner asks the most beautiful and most obvious kasha. If someone was to say on Rosh Hashanah the words Hashem Elokeinu, or the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem, would they fulfill the mitzvah of Amiras Malchus on Rosh Hashanah, yes or no? He says that they wouldn't. If the words themselves, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, or Hashem Elokeinu, would not fulfill my obligation of saying Malchus on Rosh Hashanah, how could it be that the smichus of those words to the words of Bachodesh HaShvi, teach me the idea of Malchus, if the saying of those same words would not fulfill the obligation? It's the most beautiful question. And it's the most obvious question. But he says something which to me is unbelievable. And it's one of those examples of something that you've heard 100 times, 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times, but somehow doesn't penetrate our thick heads. I think because sometimes we don't want it to. The Vilna Gaon says on the pasuk, "Ki Lashem Amlucha uMoishel Bagoyim." Lashem Amlucha means the opposite of Moishel Bagoyim. Is Hashem not the Melech over the nations of the world? Says the Vilna Gaon, of course He is. But the Melucha of Hashem over the nations of the world expresses itself in an oifen of memshala, of being a ruler. Because the difference between being a melech and being a moishel is specifically dependent in the ratzon of the people themselves. It's interesting to note, soim tosim olecha melech. When will it say when you will put this melech upon you? If you look at the psukim before soim tosim olecha melech, the psukim says when you'll get to Eretz Yisrael and you will say, I want a king like all the nations of the world. The irony should not be lost on us. That in this pasuk we talk about the fact that Klal Yisrael alone has a melech, and who is that melech? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Pesukim in Devarim, when it's talking about Soim Tosim Olech HaMelech, it says, when you will get to Eretz Yisrael, and you will say, I want a melech like all the nations of the world, Soim Tosim Olech HaMelech, put on yourself a human king. Hear the hurt in those words, where Chazal tell us, that's not the ideal. It's only when Klal Yisrael says, I want another king, because in that stance, in that instance, that's when they can have kingship, because the desire that they have, with the desire, it's melucha, without the desire, it's memshala. If that is so, says Rav Hodner, unbelievable, then it must be, there is no other option but to say, that the concept of Imru Lefanai Malchias, the acceptance of the melucha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, cannot be something which could be or could look like Memshala. So when we say the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem, those words that God is our master, God is our God, Hashem is the being that rules over us, the acceptance of that, it could be an expression of Moshe. Look, this is what he's the ruler. And that doesn't say Melucha. And since the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem could either be Moshe or could be Melech, therefore, it can't be that Yo Yitzhak would say those words on Rosh Hashanah. But then, how could it be that Rav Yehuda holds that we learn it from there? Says Rav Hutner, beautiful. The Gemara is only saying half of the story. The Smichas HaParshis is not because it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem your God, Bachodesh HaShvi, but rather the continuation of that pasuk. Bachodesh HaShvi, Be'echod LaChodesh, Yiyeh Lochem. This Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Yiyeh Lochem, like it says when it talks about all of the other Yomim Tovim, and there's an element or a mitzvah to take on that day, Yiyeh Lochem, you take for yourself. If on the day of Rosh Hashanah we take Hashem Elokeichem for ourselves, that is the process of Melucha. Zu Melucha, says the Gemara. What we're learning from here is something which I think is incredibly powerful. And that is, number one, the concept of accepting Hashem's Melucha on Rosh Hashanah. It's not enough for us on this day to accept that Hashem rules over us, because that is the Metzias. It's much more than that. And this leads us to something, I think, which is, again, even more important as we go into Rosh Hashanah. Rashi says on the Pasuk, in Shema at the end, where we say, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, and the pasuk starts and ends in the same way. Says Rashi, this chazara, this repetition, Shelo yomru Yisrael, that Yisrael should not say, Anu loy oisim, we're not going to do the mitzvahs, v'noy leitim schar, we won't take schar. Fine, Hashem, I understand the schar, this oinish, if I do mitzvahs, if I do aveitz, you know what? Don't want the whole lot, I won't do my mitzvahs, I won't get my schar. Rather, bal korchachem ani malkechem, whether you like it or not, I am your melech. V'cheinu oimer im loy biyad chazoko en loy aleichem. If you don't like it, by hook or by crook, I will be your melech. The kasha is, how does Rashi shtim with the Vilna Gaon? We learn this idea that melucha and memshala are opposites to one another, and they depend solely on the rotzayin of the person who's accepting said melucha on themselves. How could it be that you could say those words, Baal korchachem ani malkechem? And he answers the most beautiful answer. What we see that comes out of this stira is that there could be a Baal Karchoch, which is something that we also accept on ourselves. When Klal Yisrael takes HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a melech, we're not taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a friend. We're not taking HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a confidant, as a mentor. When we accept the melucha of Hashem, we accept that He is our melech. And the nature of a melech is that when you don't do what He says, then there's, like they say, hell to pay. But the acceptance of a melech incorporates that within. Rabbeisai, is our acceptance of melucha this, or is it not? Are we asking Hashem to be our king in order to get some sort of good, desired outcome from Rosh Hashanah? Because if you are, then that is not a Kabbalas Oil Malchus. This idea that if we say Malchus, then we will get a good year, a happy year, a sweet year. That's not Kabbalas Oil Malchus. That's some conditional deal that you're trying to do with somebody. I will accept you as my boss if you give me a paycheck. But if I have the right to leave, if I cannot, if I do not take on myself the ramifications of my actions, however painful they might be, then that is not a Kabbalah Sol Malchus at all. And therefore, says Rashi, Bal Korchachem Ani Malkechem, after there's a Kabbalah, after Har Sinai, when we say Nasa V'Nishma, we accept on ourselves all of the baruchs of one side of the mountains in this great bris that we make with God, but also all of the horrors, and we take that on ourselves willingly. What does Malchus of Hashem mean? The king, we throw this around. The king of a person is someone that dictates what he or she should do. Rav Chaim used to say that an eved of a king that decides that there's most of the things that I'll do, most of the, but there's certain thing, one thing I won't do, one aveira. You're already yaitze mechlal eved. Because if you have the koyach to decide what you want to do and what you don't want to do, and let me add to that, if you have the koyach to decide what you want to do, to what degree you want to do it, which mitzvahs you like more, which ones you kind of ignore, then you also lose the shem eved. The nature of accepting Hashem as king is such that we are mevatel our ratzon completely. Therefore the process of din and the mesikus hadin, or hamtokas hadin, that happens on Rosh Hashanah happens, like the Mishnah says, batel ritzoyichem, eradicate your ratzon in front of my ratzon. Why? Says Hashem, in order that my ratzon, I should take my ratzon and make it similar to yours. When we exist, and our purpose for living is only to be there in order to exist, to fulfill the ratzon Hashem, that's the hamlochas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then all of the things that need to happen to straighten us out, to push us back into the pathway of turning us into good avodim once again, the need for those things dissipates. And that's what allows us to achieve. A Gemar Chasima, Gemar Chasima Toiva, Gemar Chasima Toiva. Rabbi said, but I want to take it one step further. The Lashon itself is quite puzzling in the Gemara. Imru lefonai malchias, say in front of me malchias, says the Gemara, carries it on, kidei shetamlichuni aleichem. Rav Hutna asks, what does that even mean? You just said the same thing twice. Say malchias in order that you should say malchias. At least by Zechronis, Imru lefonai Zechronis, I'm saying this here, kidei shetale Zechroneichem l'ratzen, in order that up in Shamayim, that should happen. Imru lefonai malchias kidei shetamlichuni, the equivalent, he says, would be, if it would say, Imru lefonai Zechronis, kidei shetoimru lefonai Zechronis. What does that mean? Kidei shetazkiruni. What does that mean? And I have to say, this is something I don't think I've ever done right in my entire life. There's a machlekes tanoim. If a person is yoitze, their din malchias of amiras malchias with Shema Yisrael. Machlekes tanoim. How could such a thing be a machlekes? The very nature of Shema Yisrael is Kabbalah Zol Malchus. How could it be that you're not Yetzer with those words? And Rav Huna says something magnificent. Oh. Oh. He says in a Geder of Bo'oivai Techak Mein, where we learn sometimes from things that are sonui, from things that are outside of what we want to be doing, to things that we want to be doing. The halacha is that if a person says, when he's doing Avodah Zarah, Keili Ata, or in this case it's Choyel, Eili Ata, this is my God. The halacha is that the Amira itself, during a Shas Shechita, or a Shas Zrika, is Avodah Zarah. But on this din, the Chazon Ish brings a beautiful chiddush. When is the Amira of Keili Ata during Shechita or Zrika, when is it Avodah Zarah? Says the Chazon Ish. Only if the statement I'm making, Eili Ata, is not a statement of fact. It's not a recognition of the way things have been. Look, this Avodah Zarah, it's my God. I did something and I got rain. I did something and things worked out for me. But rather, the only time the words Eili Ata in the category of Avodah Zarah have the din of Avodah Zarah is when those words are not a statement of previous fact, but rather a hatzora, a statement of acceptance of hamlocha, that I'm making Hashem, making Avodah Zarah my master. Me'oivai tichak meini, says the Chazon Ish, says Rav Hutner. This is true, not just of Avodah Zarah, but we learn from there the nature of what happens on Rosh Hashanah. Shema Yisrael is a Kabbalas Ol Malchus, no doubt. And every day of the year, that is the acceptance of Hashem's Melucha. But the nature of Hamlacha on Rosh Hashanah is completely different than to every other day of the year. It's not a statement or recognition that Hashem is God, and that God is my king, but rather that my statement itself makes Hashem into a king. It's not an acceptance of, it's a coronative statement. And if my statement of Melucha is not making Hashem the king, it's just something that I'm recognizing from my life. I look back at what Hashem has done and I say, look, clearly Hashem is the king. That's not Melucha. And therefore, the expression of Shema Yisrael on Rosh Hashanah doesn't cut it. Why is this such an important understanding? Rabbosai. It's hard to hear. But in many mitzvahs, we know that there's an idea that the kavana of the mitzvah is not required in order to be yaitz of the mitzvah. You know that's halacha. There are certain cases that it's brought down, the Bach brings it by Sukkos, that if a person doesn't have it in mind, that this is the reason, he's not yaitz of the din of Sukkah. Why? Because it says it in the Pasuk. I'd like to suggest that the same thing is true on Rosh Hashanah. If in the process of saying the psukim of Melucha, a person is not thinking, this is what I am doing right now. These psukim are turning Hashem into a king, then they've not fulfilled the mitzvah b'chlal. Why is this yisoid so important to me today? Because you can go through 100 Rosh Hashanahs and never get it done once right. I'm saying the psukim with hislavus. I have my machzor open with all the pirushim. I've prepared. And I know that this is what the pasuk means. And I know that this is what this shem means. And I know that I know all of it. But I'm not in this moment turning practically HaKadosh Baruch Hu, accepting not just a fact that was, but something that I'm doing right now, that I missed the boat. Now this pasuk, the pasuk in the Torah in Devarim before Moshe Rabbeinu goes into the brachas, it says in the pasuk, "Vayihi bishurun melech b'isase brosh hayom yachad shiftei Yisrael." What is the idea of this pasuk? That the only time "Vayihi bishurun melech" is b'isase brosh hayom, when they come together, when Klal Yisrael comes together to accept him as the king, like we've already said before from the Goyim. That's why in the Gemara when it says Imru lefanei malchios kidei shetamlichuni aleichem, that's not an obvious thing. It could have been that you would have said malchios and you would not be mamlech. You were stating the fact or the recognition of what was, but not deciding something that is. And the nafkamina rabbeisa is paramount. Because that pasuk carries on and says, Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. The nature of Klal Yisrael coming together is in and of itself the expression of acceptance of Hashem as Melech. And what do I mean by that? This concept that we have, we know that the idea of having HaKadosh Baruch Hu be our king means that He decides what my life looks like. Not my ego, not my taivas, but Him. And if that's the case, then the things that get between Jews, the concept that there could be any pirud, which is completely dependent on the yeshus, on the nature of the decision that I exist here and someone else can't exist in another way because that chep is me, it chep is my idea that I am right. That right there is a stira to malchus. It's why sinas chinam keeps us in galus. Because geula is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king over us in an oifen which is galui. So the nature of pirud and the dissension amongst Klal Yisrael, that's the opposite of Vayihi Bishurun Melech B'Isase Brosh Hayom Yachad Shiftei Yisrael. So Rav Huda says it one way, but I'm going to take it in a little bit of a different niche. Imru Lefanei Malchies Kidei Shetam Lichuni Aleichem Imru Lefanei Zechroinis Kidei Shetalim Zechroinichem Lefanei Letoiva Ubameh Bashoifer. Which bit is the Shoifer going on? And the Rishonim say, even though you could have learned that it was only going on Zechroinus, really no, it's going back on Malchius as well. Seemingly then, the Shofar has two different jobs. It's supposed to be Malah Zechroin. It's supposed to be Mamlech. Says Rav Huna, those two things are one. I'm going to express it maybe in a way that I understand it. It's not what he says. If you want to see, you can check it out. What he says over there, beautiful Arichus. But I'd like to share that those two things are exactly the same. This pasuk of Vayihi Bishurun Melech, when is it said? It's the opening to Yechi Ruvein. It's the opening to the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gives to each one of the different shvatim. When Yaakov brings all the shvatim together for Birkas Yaakov, we know that he's bringing them there to give them a bracha. And then yet, when he describes Shimon and Levi, it doesn't seem like he's giving them a bracha. And one of the answers to that question is that the nature of bracha is the definition of each one's specific and unique maila. The Maharal says this in the Yesod of Bracha in explaining Rashi, where Rashi says that the word Baruch is made up of two in each category. Rashi says Bracious begins with Beis because it symbolizes Bracha. Isks Ibn Ezra, what does that mean? There's lots of other words that start with Beis too, Behema. On that the Maharal says no. Bracha, it's not that it starts with Beis. The whole musig of bracha is beis. It's beis, which is two, reish, which is two in the hundreds, and chaf, which is two in the tens. The nature of bracha is ribui of something that already exists. So delineating the challenges, the nature of Shimon's character, of Levi's character, was the makor habracha that Yaakov gave. Similarly, when Moshe gives a bracha before he expresses each of the shvatim, Marki the Islay, Marki the Islay, he starts with this pasuk. Vayhi bishurun melech misase proshayom yachad shifte Yisrael. The only way for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be melech is when there's achdus amongst Klal Yisrael. Without that concept, it is impossible. It's impossible. Impossible. Bameh b'shofar, when was the first time that the shofar was blown? The first time when Klal Yisrael stood, Kish Echod, Belev Echod. So when you bring that zikara in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first time the shofar was blown, that is melucha. That was the first time where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was melech over a people when they said together, Na'aseh v'nishma. We will do, we will listen. Ashrei ha'om yoidei tzerua. It doesn't say Ashrei ha'ish yoidei ha'tzerua. Because the only way you could hear the tzerua is when you can accept the metzius of Am. If you do not do that, there's no melucha. Yachad Jiftei Yisrael is the only way it happens. So Rabbi Isai, I'd like to make an appeal. Don't worry, it's not for money. The Daskenim on that pasuk says, Kaloimar, Kishi Yisrael Yachad Be'achva V'reyos Oz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Aleyev. Ava B'shas Machlekes Kaviyochol Heim Oisim Ki'ilu Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Melech Aleyev. I'd like to ask a big an appeal. The Pasuk says, we just read it, that Hashem says, Kiloi, it's not only with you that I make this great bris, but this bris is with you and for all future generations. Es asher yeshnoi po imanu ayoim, for he who is with us today. The es asher einenu po imanu ayoim, for he who is with us and for he who is not with us here today. The Baal HaTurim points out that the Soifei Tevis of the words Es, Asher, Yeshnoi, Poi are the letters that spell the word Torah. For anyone that stands here for Torah with us, I'm bringing this bris, I'm entering into a covenant with you. And what does the covenant look in the Pasuk Gotz and Dankin? That you will be my people and I will be your God. But then the Pasuk continues and it says, Ve'es asher einenu poi imanu hayoy. And I think this is something that so many of us forget. That the Soifei Tevis of es asher yeshnoi poi, the Soifei Tevis of he who stands here with me, my type of person, my type of Jew, that's Torah. Our Mahalach is it. But es asher einenu poi is also Soifei Tevis, Torah. He who is not here, he who doesn't stand with me. If you look at the word Yeshnoi and the word Einenoi, the difference between those two words is without the nuhu, without the noi, there's yesh and there's en. The Shemi Shmuel says, and we find it not just in ancient times, the machlokes between Korach and Moshe. Moshe said that there's a leader. Moshe said there's a leader. Why does Moshe say there's a leader? Because Moshe's mahus ha'avoida is v'anachnu ma. The avoida of a person is his batlus. So therefore, how could you ever decide what to do? Surely you need someone to tell you. But Korach says no. Kikolo eida, everyone, kulam kedoshim. What was a machlekes in Mahalach turned into a machlekes shaloi l'shem shamayim on Korach's side. But the machlekes was that there's some that can serve Hashem with ein, with his batlus, and some that serve Hashem with yesh, with yeshnus, with being there, with gadlus ha'adam, the nafkamina between Nevardak and Slabodka. But no one from Nevardak ever said that Slabodka didn't have Torah. And no one from Torah, no one from Slabodka ever said that Nevardak didn't have Torah. So on Rosh Hashanah, when we look to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we attempt to ask Him to be the King, and as we've seen from Rav Huttner, it's not to accept that Hashem rules the world and that's it. What do I got to do? That's the Metzias. I have to accept it. No. That is not Melucha. That's Moshe. And there's these beautiful videos going around of all the things that happened in the world this year. And people watch it, they get such chizuk. Wow. Look at the power. Hurricanes. Earthquakes. All of these different things which illustrate the power of Hashem over the world. It must be that Hashem is the Melech. That's not Melucha. That's Memshala. And accepting Hashem because of His great power is not Melucha. It's Memshala. And that, in that way, it doesn't differentiate between us and them. I saw a video of the earthquake last night in Mexico. Hashem should save all of the people that are still in danger from that tragedy. And you hear in Spanish, Adios mio, which means in English, oh my God. They say, oh my God, too. Like if what they said, the words, Hashem Elokeinu, das Heishnishkem Melucha. Melucha is accepting, I want Him to be my king, because what He wants from me is best for me. And therefore, even if there's Einish involved, I want Hashem to be my Melech. Bal Korchachem, I want Bal Korchachem Hu Malkechem. And in order to do that, there needs to be a hisbatlus of the eye to the point where I can be soivel the person standing next to me. Where I can forgive the person standing next to me. Where I can love the person standing next to me. No matter how different he is to me. Because on them, ain't no Melucha. Without that, we sit perpetually in Golos. We sit perpetually asking Hashem Ad Masai. And Hashem in Shamayim, my friends, asks with the same sigh, Ad Masai. So the Kavana, Beis Hashem this year, as we accept Melucha, if we should be Zeichet to be able to do that, will require us to be able to think perhaps in a little bit of a different way. To think to ourselves, what does it mean? What would it look like for me to want to accept with a fullness of heart that Hashem decides and runs my life for me? What would it look like to have the Pchisos Akina dissipate? And if we can think in that way, we can be Zeicha Beis Hashem to Aksiva Chasim Toyo. Мы. Вот это тоже, что мы вот это вот эти я не знаю, я не знаю. Да, мистер, наш майор.